Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Glad to have you listening on a Thursday. Tomorrow, Mike mentioned it, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location. We're doing our Father's Day dinner. And again, the winners who actually have participated in our contest will be there. But if you are in the area, you stop by, say hello. We'd love to get a chance to see you and certainly talk with you guys. There is a lot going on today. U.S. Open is happening. We'll get you caught up on a leaderboard coming up in just a little bit. Also, we're going to get a chance to talk to our winner. Her name is Kelly, and I believe Kelly's bringing her husband tomorrow. But we're going to talk to her about listening and what she loves about our radio station. And we're just glad that she participated, like so many of you did, and had the opportunity to win and be a part of our Father's Day dinner. So that's on the way as well. No Braves today, guys. They are off after winning yesterday, winning that game. I thought Schwelly was great. And Brian Snicker talking about, you know, you needed a big game from him. And he said he thought he was throwing great from the start of that game. Off day today. Tomorrow it is the worst team in Major League Baseball.
Stop saying that, people are saying, Carl, because it's a trap. No, actually, they are that bad. They're awful.
They're awful.
I mean, that game in Colorado, remember the right field? That guy was like a butcher. He should play out there with like a cleaver in his hand.
They fired their hitting coach five games into the season. I mean, like, seriously.
Well, I know a team that could think about that.
Okay, come on, stop. Yeah. But look, I'm not putting any extra pressure on the Braves. Go out and play like the Braves need to play, and we'll win. Win the series. We don't have to sweep. I'd like a sweep, but we don't have to sweep. Win the series, and let's start stacking some wins at home. That is something that we'll look forward to talking to you about tomorrow. The Falcons, believe it or not, have what many people believe to be the breakout candidate for 2025. Now, Caden Ellis, Mike, what do you think of Caden Ellis, by the way? What do you think about Caden Ellis?
I mean, he's a solid piece. You know, he's almost like Caden Ellis. You're in the cooler. I was like, "What do I got here? I got some funky beer. I'm out of Hey Man. I got a Coors Light. Okay, he's a Coors Light.
Okay.
I mean, it's not exactly sexy, but it's solid. Generally, it's acceptable. You could offer it to anyone. The mountains are blue. It's okay. You know. So that's to me. He's the Coors Light of the Falcons cooler. How's that?
He
always dependable. Maybe not spectacular.
Yes. But last year, I mean, he was sixth in the NFL with tackles. He had 151 tackles.
And I don't think Jimmy Lake also used him the right way.
And not until the end of the season.
Start walking him up, and let's get him on some heat on the quarterback.
So Jeff Ulbrich is running things now, and here's the thing. It's not Caden Ellis that may be the breakout player for 2025. That guy is free agent Divine Diablo. And we just made a joke with Dave Archer about his, a great name, but here's a player that has flashed enough at camp so far, and I know you guys haven't seen him, but he has the potential to make an immediate impact. And the thing about it is, guys, we knew this when we got him. He's fast. The irony about Diablo is not only is he fast, but he actually was a wide receiver at Virginia Tech, then made the move to switching the defensive back his sophomore year, and he went on to become freshman All-ACC in his final year with Virginia. So, Virginia Tech. Mike, I don't know enough about Diablo, but when people are talking about, hey, here's a guy that could be the breakout candidate, we need more playmakers on this team. This is what I'm talking about. We can't just hit in the draft. We got to hit in free agency, too.
Right, because a lot of guys, and he wasn't at the practice, Morgan Fox, the Chargers defensive end.
Correct.
So a lot of guys don't know who he is, but he's out there. That's a depth. That's depth in the edge rush. Talked about it with Arch last hour, guys. Leonard Floyd, we think, is going to be kicking butt, but Caden Ellis is a guy that can make those plays. See, Troy Anderson right now is technically looking up at Divine Diablo. Because Troy Anderson is a speedy guy that can make plays when he's, you know, it's the same. Everything I've said about Kyle Pitts, throw it in there for Troy Anderson because he just can't seem to stay healthy and he drives you crazy because he was a reach when there were other steadier, you know, less risky picks as opposed to a combine darling.
Now, we've been talking a lot and asking a lot of questions about Jalen and Pierce and everybody else on defense. But listen to what Raheem Morris, when asked about Divine Diablo, had to say about his role and how he feels like he's been playing.
His athleticism stands out. It's been unique. His length stands out, which has been unique. And really, you know, him keying and diagnosing behind the ball, probably a lot better than we thought. And I'm really fired up to see that. And really, again, man, once you get into training camp, you get a chance to see some of the physical tools that you loved on tape come to life. And he's done such a nice job of putting his role and putting his stamp on it. Him and Caden has developed a really nice, calm, demeanor linebacker relationship, which is very important. You know, those guys being your quarterback of the defense. Those guys both have shown like they're capable of either one of them being a green dot, which you don't know about a person until you're around them. Because of their style of play. You know, some guys don't like the green dot because they like to just go ham, talk a little trash across the ball, right? Some guys like to lead in that cerebral world, and these two guys are both in that cerebral type of world that they play the game, again, from the neck up. But I've been really pleased with what he's done, Divine. I've been really pleased with the character, really pleased in how he's fit into our football team. I've been really pleased how our locker room has accepted him and brought him in and really embraced him, and it's been fun to watch those guys.
Divine Diablo. I'm curious, Mike, because if he has a breakout year and is much better than we anticipated, and Jalen does what Jalen is anticipated to do, and James Pierce does what he's anticipated to do, and Xavier Watts does what he's anticipated to do, this is what we're talking about. Then we get back to 16. Then we get back to guys coming in and their rookie years, and Divine Diablo is not a rookie, immediately having impact, and you bring in a couple of guys who have impact, and then the stars who are supposed to be stars, the Jesse Bates of the world, you might have something.
And again, if a guy's not following along the green dots, you're the captain, defensive captain. You've got the headset in your helmet. In other words, he's that dude. So he could be that guy. So again, I I'll just play devil's advocate again. I don't like doing that. I'll just do it anyway. So it's not just a one-way street in the argument. We hope. I mean, some would say, you know, never heard of Divine Diablo. Yeah. You know, just the dude with the Raiders. You know, is this guy Pro Bowl caliber? What do we get? Why was the price so inexpensive? But so I do know that Leonard Floyd, that's a guy that I'm probably the most confident in.
Okay.
Just based on knowing how consistent he was in his career, everywhere he's been. And then you get to, yes, believing in Jalen Walker because we've seen it. Now, I'm not as familiar with James Pierce, but we believe in the upside, to your point about Pierce. And then we already know what we've got in the corners. If you heard our conversation with Jesse Bates yesterday, Xavier Watts, we were busting his balls because Xavier Watts says, yeah, Jesse Bates, that's a guy I model my game after. We've got some really good Swiss Army knife ball-hawking guys because that's another part of the conversation. We spend so much time talking about sacks. If you heard us with Jesse Bates, he is a one-man turnover machine, but he's the only guy that gets the turnovers for this team. We need more of those.
We do need more turnovers. And I told you that Caden Ellis, you know, was sixth in the NFL in tackles last year, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. But Divine Diablo, his best season as a pro was 23. He's been solid. And it's not as if, you know, he's not been good with the Raiders. I just think, Mike, sometimes we know this. Guys get underutilized, and maybe considering the personnel around him, maybe it wasn't beneficial to him. But he had 115, 20 tackles and 23, some forced turnovers. He has shown the ability to do whatever Ross talking about on film. We got to see him in a Falcon uniform. But the fact that people are even saying, hey, Falcons might have a breakout guy, That's okay. We need some of that. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Find Mike. He's on social media at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. As we talk to Dave Archer, if you missed that conversation, go online. It's there, odyssey.com. You can rewind and check it out. He was talking about Michael Penix. And the thing I asked was about what he's seen. And some of the stuff, Mike, that we're hearing, like Michael Penix, why'd you throw that ball? Well, I saw the corner squad, or I saw the safety look the other way. Those decisions happen like this, as quick as you can blink your eye. And if I don't throw it, guys, I'm late. That's the NFL. And I'm just saying that was interesting to hear Arch talk about. He's already doing those things that a lot of veteran quarterbacks, some of them had never picked up. Some of them don't do right now.
So that's what we have, confidence in Penix. That's why we're always curious, because we talk about that specific game, which was a big bright lights moment. The playoffs were still within reach, going up against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. And as Art said, it was kind of a two mistakes were made. But he comes right back with all the things you just talked about, making those clutch throws, the stuff he did against Carolina. So, yeah, the sample size is small. So if you were listening to us from Chicago or L.A., and you go, you guys are awful high on Penix. Well, I mean, yes, we are. There's a little bit of, the glass half full, but we did see really good things that we haven't seen for years here. And again, we were in a very unique situation because of how Cousins put us behind schedule with the injury, no injury. So we had to pick up the pieces, and it was too late. So that's why we believe in this squad. But the only things I can guarantee you I know are going to be good is I know what I've got with Leonard Floyd. We already know what we've got with Jesse Bates. But Jalen Walker's the guy I'm most confident in. Doesn't mean I don't believe Pierce, to your point. He's arguing with a guy earlier today. He goes, well, you guys are really down on Pierce. No, Pierce wasn't expected to be worth a first-round pick trade-in, right, back into the first round. So there's a little extra pressure with that. Not his fault. Just like it's not Kyle Pitts' fault. He was drafted in the fourth overall pick. But I know what I'm getting with Walker. At the end of the day, I tried to explain to a guy today on Twitter, Carl, Pierce might be better than Jalen Walker.
Maybe.
But right now, Jalen Walker is more prepared to be a guy ready to lead on this football team.
Yeah. Look, the thing we don't know right now, and we'll find out fairly quickly, is I think most of you believe, and this is, again, James, you got to prove this to us, but I think most of you believe, because of Jalen Walker's background and his journey at Georgia, he is a worker. And if you are that in the NFL, Mike, you have a bigger chance to succeed. It's just not about talent. All these guys are talented.
Right.
And so if James, who might have been just more talented than guys that he was playing against last season, which is why he was able to do what he did actually over the last two seasons, okay, that's great. But now you get to the NFL. Everybody's good. Is he a worker? And if you ask me right now, that's where the edge I would put over Jalen, over James. But we're going to find out. Mike, he may be a dog, pardon the pun. And if he is, then I think we got two really good players that could bloom and blossom into something really special. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We're coming back. We got to talk to the winner, at least on our show.
Right.
For our Father's Day dinner. We're going to talk to her and ask her a few things coming up here. And our dinner is tomorrow night, as we mentioned, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location. So we're looking forward to that. Also, we're going to come back and also get into what's going on with the golf as well, guys, because we got to get you caught up on a leaderboard. Day one of the U.S. Open, and it's been rough.
Right.
Rough. Hey, we'll tell you about it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Theme song. It is Dukes and Bell. Mm-hmm. And our winners, our listeners are winners as well.
People really win with Dukes and Bell, Carl.
They do. We've given away thousands of dollars on this show. We've given away big prizes, small prizes. But I think one of the prizes that we are most proud of, and I say it's a prize, it's actually an honor for you guys to be a part of this Father's Day dinner. And we told you months ago, hey, go to the website, enter our contest page, and whoever it is that is someone special in your life. Well, we want to take a few minutes out and say thank you to our winner here on Dukes and Bell. Her name is Kelly Kirksey, and Kelly won. And she is going to be there tomorrow. And Kelly, thank you for listening to 92.9 The Game and Dukes and Bell. How are you doing today, Kelly?
Hey, doing good, guys.
Thank you for joining us. So what made you want to enter the contest? And then who are you planning on bringing tomorrow?
Well, my husband is a Dukes and Bell super fan.
Oh.
My husband, Stacy, yeah. He'll bring home snippets of your show and play it for us. Or we have four daughters between us, so we just kind of smile and nod along.
Oh, that's, by the way, you married a magnificent husband. That was a great life choice.
I did. You're exactly right. I did. And he uses you guys as his excuse to visit Twin Peaks.
Oh.
So we let him do that too. Yeah.
That's a good reason. Listen, Kelly, we're out there. It is a lot of fun and food and fun and food. So that is good to know.
Exactly.
I'm excited to get a chance. We are to get a chance to see you guys and meet you guys tomorrow. Again, we're going to be over at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Perimeter. So can I ask you guys, what part of town? Dallas, Georgia, from what I understand. Is that right?
Yep, we live out here in Dallas. He works in Billerica. He's been the same company for over 30 years.
That's incredible. And you guys, and obviously he's a big sports fan. Does he have a favorite team in town? Do you know?
Everybody, but okay. UGA, Bulldogs football, and then closely followed by the Braves.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you guys. As we said, folks are invited to watch the show, but you guys get the private dinner. And Carl's going to spin some plates. We got a lot of excitement and stuff planned for you guys.
Yes,
later.
I'm blowing fire as well. Okay, it's going to be pretty cool.
All the tricks.
Yes, I'm bringing out all the tricks. So, but we just wanted to acknowledge you and thank you for entering and being a part of this. And it's cool because we said it could be your son, your grandfather, or just someone special. And
right.
That someone special is Stacy, her husband. This is Kelly Kirksey on the line with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So thank you. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, and we'll have a lot of fun. And he knows, right? He is aware. He's aware.
He knows now.
Oh, ah! Stacy!
If you didn't know, now you know, Stacy.
Now you know.
And thanks for being a loyal listener.
Yeah. Stacy, can't wait to see you tomorrow, and we look forward to it. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Cheers.
That's awesome. Dallas, Georgia. All right. And it's funny because he's like, uses us as an excuse. Michael, you always say that. Use us as an excuse. Guys, you can get away with it.
Right. It's funny because we always talk about, you know, good parenting. When we have the little kids that come, you see this sometimes on Twitter, we'll get kids going, hey, man. You know, that's what, expose your children. But not all, maybe the entire show, but much of the show of Dukes and Bell.
Yeah. It's funny because Dominator just said, you know, I'm going to Twin Peaks. It has nothing to do with that waitress, Vicky. Nothing. I'm going to see Dukes and Bell. That's funny. Hey, man, if you're wondering what's going on, U.S. Open coming up, by the way, we are going to talk more about our Braves. And you're saying, wait a minute, day's an off day. It is. But we had this discussion about change earlier, and we got so many people talking and responding about this conversation. We're going to dive back into it here in less than 6 minutes, so stay right there. But, Mike, real quick, let's run down the leaderboard because I think it's crazy today.
Yeah, man, a lot of guys you might not be familiar with. As you guys, if you're not golf fans, real quick, I'll give you a primer on this. It's a torture chamber, okay? It's Lynx Golf in a field. It's a famous golf course. I personally hate it. Carl, where do you stand on Oakmont?
I can appreciate the difficulty. Aesthetically, to your point, is it the Masters? No, it's not Augusta. It's not pristine and beautiful like that, but it's beautiful in a different way. And right. I think the golfers, look, they're playing against themselves in this course.
It's considered one of the most challenging courses in the world. J.J. Spahn right now, he shot a 4-under, so he's your leader, tied with Sun Jae-im from South Korea. But Spahn did win once on tour. He's kind of a journeyman. By the way, call me a journeyman making $17 million in my career.
Oh, I know.
And you don't have to finish first, Carl. Just got to finish. But he's a guy who's bounced around on tour, lost a playoff to Rory a couple years back. Tristan Lawrence from South Africa. Matthew Pavone, he's been around leaderboards before. And then you get the guys you know. John Rahm. 2-under, making a charge.
He is.
He's on 13 right now. Also, we saw Patrick Reed with a albatross. That's basically when you hit a 2 on a par 5, which he was out from 286 yards, hit a 3-wood, unbelievable shot. Adam Scott's at even par. Brooks Koepka's at even par right now. And there's a lot of guys that are struggling. Dustin Johnson is at 6 over. Bryson DeChambeau, by the way, at 3 over. So we'll see if some of these guys can get it in gear. Xander Schauffele at 2 over as well. But right now, Scottie Scheffler, and Carl, you talked about it earlier, a perfect example of the torture chamber is this course. We were watching him hit his drive earlier on the front nine.
Yeah, well, look, he hits it just a little left. It rolls off the fairway and goes into the deep rough. And you're just like, you can't even see the ball. Like, this isn't like normal rough. This is like they've created this just for this moment rough. And so, you know, you Rory had a similar situation earlier today. Mike, he hit it in the rough, and he had to take a double bogey because he couldn't get it out the first shot. Then he had to put it on in the fairway, and then he had to make it close to the green just to try to save double. So that's what we're talking about. The best golfers in the world are being challenged in a different way. And then here's the other thing, Mike. When you start to make those mistakes, it wears on you mentally. And can you do this for the next 3 days? Regardless of where you are right now, even if you are playing well, can you do this after having a couple of those holes where you blow up?
Jordan Spieth is an even par through 13. We mentioned Brooks Koepka's even. So we'll see some of these guys can make a run. But basically, you've got to be within striking distance because all due respect to J.J. Spahn, he could the bed tomorrow.
He could.
And then we're right back to, you know, it's tomorrow Friday. We'll see who makes the cut.
Well, think about this. Four under, it sounds great. Like, that's a great round. Not in these majors. And not when you're talking about this course that can eat you up in one hole, and all of a sudden he's back to even par. Like, that's the day.
I want to see John Rahm win so bad just to stick it to Brandel Chambly, who just has made him the whipping boy for the LIV Golf guys. And I get it. You know, yes, he took some big money, and he has struggled. But, you know, he has been top 10 on the LIV Tour. Not that anybody's watching the LIV Golf. But I'd love to see John Rahm kind of hanging there. As we said, he's 2-under. But basically, super fast greens. Carl touched on it. The rough is rough. And this is the way U.S. Open has been. For years, if you want to see the pros looking like schmoes, this is what you're going to see throughout the weekend.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. Update there. Also tonight, we do get, speaking of hockey, Mike and I were having a great conversation about potentially getting another hockey team and where the best location in town should be if this is to happen. And we know foresight, you guys are ahead of this, and we know that. But we get a game tonight. I said to Mike, okay, I think Edmonton comes back tonight. He's like, they better.
Well, the physicality and just the blitzkrieg that was the Panthers between, you know, just first minute of the game, they scored a goal. Power play was insane. Edmonton's got to play clean because they cannot handle the Panthers' power play. So we'll see about that. Florida, by the way, is a minus 148. So basically you're betting 150 to win 100 bucks tonight. So Vegas has got them as a prohibitive favorite. Edmonton's at plus 124, I should say. The total for goals is a nice bet, by the way. 6.5. I think you go over on this one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be as crazy as the other night, but this one is going to be entertaining. Styles make the fight, and now it's really up to the other guys, not named Draisaitl and Connor McDavid for Edmonton to step up, because the other guys were really hot garbage in game three down there in Ohio. By the way, this, you know, we talk about like Forsyth. If the team is good, people will get there.
Period.
Because the Panthers used to play the same place the Heat play, the old American Airlines Arena right there down on Biscayne Bay. And this arena, when you land at Fort Lauderdale Airport, if you look to the left, the arena is literally on the edge of the Everglades.
It is. No, it is. And you're right. It wasn't close, to your point. So it's one of those things that once we get closer to this potentially actually happening, and that doesn't mean that they don't build that facility up at Forsyth. It doesn't mean that. But I think that we'll get a better feel for where this is potentially headed, and we're only saying this and talking about it because, again, Stanley Cup Finals, people are talking about, are we going to get hockey? And we got into this whole big conversation. Speaking of conversations, stay right there, because Atlanta sports fans got a question for you when we come back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to our sports team, sometimes we are reluctant here in our beautiful city to call for change. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want to be clear in what we're saying here, and that is I'm not calling for Brian Snicker's job. I did that a week ago when we blew a 6-run lead. But I am going to say that if we can't find our way out of this mess, 14.5 games out behind the Mets, nine games out of the wild card, and I don't know how this is going to look. You know, I hope we do. But here's the conversation that Mike and I were having. It seems as though Atlanta sports fans are more reserved when calling for coaching changes or managerial changes when it comes to the Braves. If this was the Falcons, and we went through this, Dan Quinn went 0-5. You guys were going nuts. Mike mentioned the year before he had a losing streak. And it was like, he's got to go. So some of you feel like we did, like, it may be been a day late, dollar short.
Right.
But we don't approach the Braves the same way. And our conversation is that simple. Why are you more reserved when calling for change when it's the Braves? Mike, do you have an answer?
I don't know if it goes back to the old George Carlin bit, you know. Football is played on a gridiron. Baseball is played in a park. You know, and some of the fans are just softer. You know, it's one of the crazy.
It is great.
We have a lot of younger audience, and I'm not, again, I don't want to sound like I'm talking down. I want you to appreciate the brilliance of the great late George Carlin and his bit about baseball and football. Dominic's nodding his head behind the glass, but he basically goes through this whole thing. You know, he goes, in football, the object is to get to the end zone. In baseball, we're trying to get home.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, but you get the idea. So some of the fans, because it is the background noise for our summer, maybe there's less intensity or less, I don't know.
Okay.
But I just felt, in my 26 years here in Atlanta, going on 27, it just seems like some Braves fans, they're just so reluctant for any form of change. And I just think that the same thing with Bobby Cox. It was like, if you mentioned firing Bobby Cox in the early 2000s, people want to have you arrested.
Yeah.
And the argument was, you've changed everything. You've gone through different lineups. The constant for Charles was always amazing pitching. But you just, you know, you, the one constant was the manager. Other cities, other towns would have changed the approach and see if somebody else can get more out of this amazing talent that was always one of the top four teams in baseball for 14 years. And the same thing goes here. Now, we've come up way short, woefully short for pitching for Snicker, and he's found a way to manage that every single year. But this year, I just think you look at it and say, is this where it goes? Well, maybe Alex can make some moves, but either way, Snicker gets to play out the string. I'm sorry. The sentimentality to me, it's lost. We're trying to get back to the freaking World Series with a core group of guys making some guaranteed money. Let's light a fire under and bring the right faces in here and let's go.
The reason why we bring up the Falcons is because Dan Quinn led us to a Super Bowl. Brian Snicker has won a World Series for us. And the comparison is when you get to those places, it buys you some more time. And the thing about Snit is we won the World Series and then we had the greatest hitting team potentially in the history of baseball. Seriously. And we didn't win it. So there wasn't a fall off like there has been this year with the core group that is still here. And as we discuss this, it's just like we are more adamant about calling for change when the Falcons head coach is screwing up. And I'm not using Raheem Morris because I'm talking about past coaches. It doesn't matter whether it was Dan Reeves, Moore. You can go down the list. DQ is the guy, though, that led us to a Super Bowl. And it was, 2 years later, it wasn't enough, Mike. We were ready. And yet we don't feel that way or approach the Braves the same way. It's what we're asking you. Hit us up. Text us. Let us know what you think. 404-726-0929. And again, if you're saying, well, I don't think he deserves it, we're not saying that. We're saying the overall approach, whether or not we right the ship this season or not. And if we don't, are you still okay with not calling for change?
And I know it drives Carl crazy because he sees all the texts and we get all the comments on social media. But guys go, hey, you know, I'm right about this. But they won't do it because I've seen, you know, the past is prologue with this Braves team. Look, Mark Bowman made a great point. They lost 37-64 games and still made the World Series.
They did.
And did it.
They did.
It just seems now at 14 and a half games out with fundamental problems with your lineup, with your pitching, you know, it's going to be really hard to get there. So, I mean, some Braves fans right now in the car are probably going, oh, hell, Mike and Carl, let Snicker play out the string. He's earned it. And that's what you're going to get, you know? So, look, it's going to be it would require a Herculean effort from Alex Anthopoulos to fix what needs to be fixed on this team. The one thing that can be fixed and is pretty correctable is this team start hitting. And we're playing the Rockies. They fired their hitting coach, like a month into the season?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Like less than 10 games.
Look, I know Hires is from Metro Atlanta. I mean, I would move on from the pitching, the hitting instructor and bring somebody up from the minors. Because you fired a third base coach. I mean, that they demoted Matthew Asisopo. But, I mean, here's an area that really does need change. Because they can't hit. They're not going to the plate with a plan. It's few and far between. Now, we saw Money Harris, and hopefully that's again, how many times have you and I said, hope that's the start of something?
Yeah.
Because Matt Olson is making good contact. The one thing I would do, win, lose, or draw this season, is, you know, is get Sean Murphy off the books, and let's get some things we're going to need for 2026 and beyond.
I do feel like, because every year is different, and this is why I always have a hard time comparing when we go, well, we did it in 21, or we did it in 23. When we came back. And by the way, we didn't win the World Series that year either. I mean, we got to the playoffs, yes, but I'm talking about, you know, we chased down teams before, and I've said this. When you're talking about 10, 15 games, it's very difficult. But I actually think the Mets are better this year, Mike, and I think the Phillies are better. And I don't think that they're going to lay down and all of a sudden collapse, barring some catastrophic injury. But they just maintained without Bryce Harper. And he got hit against us, and they were like, okay, and they just continue to win. By the way, I'm looking at the standings right now. We are now 15, not 14 and a half out. Mm. We are 15 games out based on the day's games. Obviously, we didn't play.
Right.
But I just feel like fundamentally for all of our professional teams and even our college teams.
Well, a lot of Braves fans are Georgia fans, and that same
– and that's fine.
It's just sometimes it's
– that's fine.
Status quo is for too much and too long is okay.
If you live where you live and you support certain teams, that's okay. Here's what I'm telling you. That fundamental approach of, well, we're going to be reserved and calling for change when it's needed, or Mike, it's obvious.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you guys. You know, when I root for a team, you know, and we spend money on the team, we don't sit in the press box, guys. We're fans just like you guys. I mean, why do you give a team, any team, your time and money? Because you believe at some point that things are going to improve, and when you are one of the elite teams and you start the season as an odds-on favorite, hell, experts had us over the Dodgers this year, you know? Guys who cover baseball every day for this, you know, for the sport. And so when you don't meet expectations, when every other year you're cobbling together a starting rotation, you're picking up guys on the waiver wire, that aggravates me. Doesn't that aggravate you? We proved we had enough, even with Ronald Acuna injured, to win a World Series. 2023, I know everyone focuses on the bats going cold against Philly. You went into that the NLDS, Carl, with two pitchers and Strider with an oblique issue.
Yeah.
So to me, once you are close to the mountaintop, you got to push it over the top. You got to give more resources, and this team doesn't do that. And then if there's time to shake things up, you guys are hesitant to do that. Now because what? Because you can't fire Snicker because he's 69 and he's on the last year of his deal when maybe the team has tuned him out? I just can't understand that. It's almost like the perpetual curl, well, we'll get him next year. Well, you had a team that just blew 4 years. 4 years of really good salary control on contracts, yes, manageable yes. salaries and that are now going up, up, up.
Well, that's a great point, too, because the team will be broken up. The core of this group will be broken up at some point, whether it's Acuna leaving, right, and the deal is up, and now he's ready to go and get paid somewhere else if they're not going to do it like we've seen with other players. Or, Mike, it's this situation where you realize, okay, some guys aren't who we thought they were, and we need to shake things up. But to your point, you've had this window, which Alex created, by locking guys up way earlier than they probably should have.
Right.
But these deals were so good. If you're Spencer Strider and somebody's offering you $80 million and you've not done anything, you're like, yeah, I'm going to take it. It's right. Silly. Michael Money Harris. Yeah, I'm going to take the $85 million you're going to give me. Everybody always talks about the Acuna deal. Acuna was like 19 or 20 years old. Here's $100 million.
Done.
You're taking it too. But all of those that window is slowly dissipating, and all of a sudden these core guys that you had locked up that are really talented, that is not going to be here. And so you're right. That's why you say, how many times can we get there within this window? Now, I don't think it's closed, but these guys are not playing up to their capability. Right. And that, by the way, we're not killing them for winning the series against the Brewers. Great. Come home and handle business. But we've got to see that. And all I'm saying is, as we've been talking about this today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and I do want to mention, we've got Atlanta United coming up, by the way. They're taking on NYCFC, 6:30 pregame, 7:30 kick tonight. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore will have the call for you, so stay tuned. But all I'm saying about this is, are us, you, me, the folks who support these teams, we talk to you and talk about our teams, but it's about what you tell us. And it's so funny to me, Mike, that so many guys say one thing, but then they don't want to follow through when it comes to, oh, well, I don't know if I really want to do that. We need to be adamant and stern, Mike, when it comes to wanting the best for our teams.
No, a guy just hit me up. What do you want to do, Mike? Boycott? See, that's why you got to take it to that argument. No one's saying boycott.
No.
Saying as a fan, have some balls. And, you know, maybe demand, call in, get on social media. There's lots of ways you can let the Braves know
let your voice
that you
heard.
Need Alex Anthopoulos to be able to spend the same money as the friggin' Phillies. So when we go and win the World Series, and then every year since then, oh, Snickers, I've only got two starting pitchers or three. I got to go get, okay, Hanoa's gone. Okay, Ian Anderson's gone. This guy's gone. This guy didn't pan out. Why don't you go spend the big money? Keep Max Fried. Roll the dice on Max Fried, despite the injuries two of the last 3 years. But he never gets to do that. That's why I don't blame Alex for this. It comes from management. Management is the Braves, and the Braves' primary shareholders are Liberty Media's ownership. Same owners, just name has changed. So that's why you should be angry, because you've wasted, subsequently, a bunch of years. You won 104 games in 23. They still didn't have enough pitching. You know, you needed to shut down the Phillies in that series. You know, let alone, obviously, Carl, let Bryce Harper walk roughshod over you. There's just so many things about this organization and the conservative nature at times of the fans. And as we said, for years, we used to have arguments with guys about Mark Richt. Hey, he's No, I don't want to hear about what it was like before Mark Richt. And Mark did an amazing job, but the level that Kirby was at was always attainable. Just have the guts to go get it.
Yeah. And now you see. And now it's
and you the, got the right guy.
And it's the new standard, right? And look, it's hard to win in sports, period. I'm not going to tell you that this is some illusion. But I also know that when things are not going well, we need to say it. And we also need to back that up. And it's so crazy to me that we are ready to throw coaches out. The baby with the bathwater when it comes to our Falcons, when it comes to the Hawks.
Right.
Fire him! Comes to the Braves. Oh, hold on a minute. Hey, it's a long season.
Well, again, I said to Carl earlier when we were going round and round, this is the only time in the only city I've had people defending ownership. Well, Mike, if you ever run a business, you just can't spend money like that. Where else but Atlanta do you get people defending a nameless, faceless corporation, right, when it comes to how we're going to go run things to try to get the rest to get, again, push us across the finish line to give your manager, who you don't want to fire, all the resources to get the job done?
And Snick, we know Snick can push the right buttons. He has. He's shown that. And I said this.
But at some point, you got to turn the page.
Well, if things are not working, and we're 15 out, that's all I'm saying. All right. Braves are playing the worst team in MLB tomorrow.
Stop saying that.
It's the truth, and we'll see where this goes over the weekend. We got to get some home wins, man. Mm. I hope we turn it around. I do. Like I told this guy, got mad at me because he's like, it must be nice to root against a home team. No, I love our teams, but let's be realistic about it.
That's another thing, and it's mostly with not all, but some of the Braves, some Falcon fans.
I need all our teams to win.
Criticizing anybody. Again, guys, we make some decent money. Once we stop putting up ratings, we're fired. And guys have guaranteed contracts. They don't get fired. So all I can do is complain about them not doing their job. And we got a lot of guys making guaranteed money, not coming close to doing their job. So that makes me a bad fan. So freaking be it. Going to get on somebody not doing his work.
Yeah. All right, man. We are at tomorrow, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter. It's our Father's Day dinner. Looking forward to meeting all of our listeners out there who have won in the contest. They will be at the dinner. Obviously, this is not open to the public, but we wanted to just make sure you guys know that's what will be going on tomorrow, and we're looking forward to doing that. And thanks to Kelly calling in. She is the winner on our show, Mike, and she's bringing her husband, Stacy. She said, I said, does he know? She's like, he does now.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, Dominator, we got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat. Thanks to Dave Archer, Falcons analyst, for stopping by. Great stuff from him, talking about Michael Penix and this defense. Falcons, mandatory minicamp, done. These guys get some downtime, and now it's all about preparing for the upcoming season. That is the next phase in this. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, as well as our Braves, as they're back home. We'll keep you updated on the U.S. Open. Should be an interesting weekend, man. It just should be. Like, there's going to be something that happens that we don't expect, and there'll probably be a winner that we don't expect with the way things are going. Hey, and tomorrow, all of our winners out there at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar at Perimeter. Hey, Day-Day, great job. Executive producing. Dominator, thank you so much. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
And again, you guys can come out. You just, you know, we get the dinner. You can hang before
correct,
six.
Correct.
Then you can stay at the bar. Hey, guys, started the show talking about the Knicks asking everybody and their uncle basically to come interview for the Knicks head coaching job. I guess the next guy will be Gene Hackman from Hoosiers. Oh, he's dead. Can't ask him. But they asked us, the Hawks, to talk about Quinn Snyder. And Carl and I were like, would you have a problem if the Hawks had said yes? I've got to be honest. When they paid Quinn the money, I was like, okay, got a good record out there in Utah. Couldn't do anything with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. I know that he hasn't, same argument for Trey, hasn't been given a complement of stars to work with. But I got to be honest. Quinn Snyder, he could have stayed or gone. It didn't really matter. Not getting the job done. We're still in the play-in.
If the Pacers pull this off, if they do, it will be one of the most unlikely things to ever happen in sports. I don't think people realize that Oklahoma City ran away this year from everybody. They were the best team in the regular season by far. And I don't want to compare them to the 73-win team of the Golden State Warriors a few years ago who lost to LeBron and Kyrie in the finals. But this would be a big deal. And when you start talking about improbable champions, Mike mentioned this. The 2003 Florida Marlins. Like, huh? What? Major League Baseball World Series champion? No way. And that's what you'll be saying if the Pacers win this. By the way, team that wins Game 3 wins the NBA Finals after being tied 1-1 80.5% of the time.
Ooh.
Pacers are up 2-1. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
turn down your speakers because Abe's about to blow them out.
Oh, that's cold.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.